Welcome to the third episode of the LIBOB podcast series. Today we'll be discussing regional differences, why things are going to differ across the globe, and the impact that this will have on the business. My name's Christopher Papathanasi. I am the Global Solution Lead for the lending line of business here at Finastra. And I'm here with Robert Downs. Robert, would you like to quickly introduce yourself?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thank you. Rob Downs, Senior Principal Product Manager for lending at Finastra.
So today we're going to be talking about the LIBOR transition and the impact that we will see globally as a result. So just jumping right into the subject here, today with LIBOR, it's pretty straightforward. It's a UK-based rate, which is applicable globally. It's published at 11 a.m. UK time, and it's for a number of different currencies. Going forward, LIBOR will be phased out, which, as I understand it, means that each regulator responsible for the currency is going to have to figure out exactly how to deal with this change, which means that we could have multiple different ways in which we will operate going forward on a currency by currency basis.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I mean, you said it there, right? I mean, LIBOR, it's a UK-based rate published today in five currencies. Many years ago, back in 2013, it was published in more, but a few of them were already phased out a few years back. You're right. It's published in dollars, sterling, euros, Swiss, and yen. Each of those markets is going to have to find a solution. Each of those markets is looking at a different option. They've got different challenges. The US is primarily looking at SOFR, the Secured Overnight Financing Rate. UK is looking at the reasonably well-established SONIA. The Swiss market, which has quite a unique challenge in that Switzerland uses LIBOR across all tiers of lending, is actually looking at SARON as its option. Europe's already made a move towards ESTR and EONIA. The European regulators have made moves to kind of reinforce Euribor as a term rate, but it has meant that there is a lot of introduction of EONIA coming into the market as well. EONIA itself is changing to become ESTR plus a spread. So there's lots and lots of movement across the market. I would say expectation in Japan is that it's likely to move towards TIBOR rather than going to, say, an overnight risk-free rate. But it's something we're keeping our eyes on quite closely.
So from an operational standpoint, this could present a number of challenges. You have rates being published on different days at different times. The nature of rates is a T plus one daily overnight rate, which means that they need updating on a daily basis. Is this really sustainable for us to do this?
So obviously that there's more of a need for automation. LIBOR was published every day, but fundamentally you could then take that rate and use it for 30, 60, 90 days in a loan. There is expectation that the most markets will come to term rates at some point in the future. I think the latest from the US is looking at, say, sort of late 2020, early 2021 at the earliest, really, for having a SOFR-based term rate. The UK is looking to have a term rate available, but it's also taking steps to make sure that usage of that term rate is, as you know, used in the right markets, not just used everywhere. They don't particularly want just another LIBOR. System-wise, obviously, you bring in the need to automate. There's a significant challenge. Obviously, the solution Finastra's brought to the market is all about configurability. These risk-free rates, as they are published daily, you fix your loan daily. There's multiple methodologies for how you compound the interest associated with that. Each market is leaning towards a different way of compounding. You've got fixing daily, compounding daily, fixing for just that day. And then you've got effectively continual compounding where you revalue your interest period every day. That comes obviously with a lot of automation required on the system side. So anyone out there who's processing in spreadsheets and challenges like that are going to really, really struggle to process these daily fixing risk-free rate loans. The solution that we're looking to bring, given there's still quite a lot of fluidity to the market, is all about configuration. It's about being able to set up the system to have the parameters of how to compound, how to accrue. In order to bring certainty in cash flows, most of the options and most of the markets are looking at techniques such as look back periods, where you the rate you use today is the one from previous days, and lockout periods, where when you get towards the end of your interest period, you freeze the rate that you use. All that is around being able to send a notice and tell a borrower how much he has to pay on the day he's actually due to pay it. There's quite a lot of system detail involved in the changes that are being done. There's a lot of complexities, probably too much for this conversation. But the key message to everybody is, you know, it's not just a business problem. There's a significant infrastructure change needed to bring this on board, both in your internal interfaces to your downstream systems. Anything that does cash flow projections, for example, integrations, etc., you've then got to do. So while on the business side, you'll have a parallel track about making sure you've looked back through your credit agreements, understanding where LIBOR is referenced, how it can be substituted for something else, you've then also got a parallel technology track where your applications need to be brought up to date for fundamentally different calculation methodologies.
So I think the key message is to start looking at this now. You raise a good point about the technology stack and the type of changes that need to be made from a system point of view. And this plays quite nicely into the next podcast, where we're going to explore the business opportunity that can arise from LIBOR and how you can place your business in the best possible position to manage this change. Thank you for listening.